Good morning. This is FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm up in Lancaster at Armstrong Flooring's headquarters, and I'm with Dave Thorson. Dave, how you doing?
Good. Doing great. Glad you're here.
Yeah. Good to be with you. You're the SVP of Product and Innovation. Quick background on you. You started in Armstrong in 1981. You were there for a while, and you left and spent 20 years at Mannington, LG, Shaw, and Mohawk. And you were telling Michelle when you came back you're going to spend the next 20 here, right?
Oh, I hope so. You know, he laughs every time I say it, so I'm not sure.
You're with the oldest, strongest brand in the industry. And let's talk first about your headquarters. Beautiful place here. It reminds me of both Shaw's Create Center and Interface's Base Camp because it's open environment, a lot of glass, a lot of natural light, and you're going for WELL certification, right?
Yes, I'm really excited about the new campus here because it's been underway for a while. We moved in about a month and a half ago, and everyone's very excited. The excitement really is back amongst the employees here at Armstrong, so we're just happy to be settled in one place and really have it be our place.
So you got a little help from the outside. Interior design, you use Spiesel, and of course some of your own interior people, and it looks like most of the furniture is Herman Miller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone really kind of chipped in, did a great job for us as far as, you know, providing options and meeting timelines and everything. So we're very excited about all the new relationships we've set up here.
Any idea how many people work in this location?
I'd say over the couple of buildings, you know, we'll have almost 400, you know, between the two of them. And, you know, then we have our tech center down the road as well. So that probably throws into it.
Most people know you're a publicly traded company and cutting overhead is a key factor and moving off that ancient Armstrong headquarters has been good for the bottom line, hasn't it?
Without a doubt. I mean, we looked at paying rent in that place. It's just really not something that was conducive. It was far too big for our needs. It was a campus of almost 600 acres at one time. We just didn't need that type of space really to operate one business out of. Maybe it made sense back in the day when the economy and both businesses together made sense, but you know, right now it doesn't for us to be there. So.
People who know you well, Dave, know that as you've come through these other companies and then back over here, you've been kind of the master of knowing where to source products and how to develop products, and you've given a big boost to each company as you came along. Now you're back over here where you started. Your focus is resilient. You have VCT, all different types of LVT, and sheet, and your role is to not only have great-looking product, but also the most innovative, right?
Yes, and one of the great things about being back here, I'm not the only guy who understands resilient in any of these buildings. Everyone has a deep and very passionate knowledge of this business, these products, and so it's great to be around these people.
From a sourcing perspective, obviously you do some sourcing and you manufacture. Talk about your manufacturing assets.
You know, one of the things that really differentiate us today is the fact that we do manufacture all the things that we do. You know, we have VCT, we have sheet vinyl, LVT. We're manufacturing. You heard we sold one of the plants in California. That was probably time and due to VCT kind of falling off in terms of popularity. But VCT still right now is very, very popular this year. I will say we're having one of our biggest years in a while for VCT. But the LVT plant here is critical to what we do. We make some LVT in Stillwater along with a lot of sheet vinyl, and we make the VCT down in Jackson, Mississippi. So the plants are really balanced in a really nice way right now, and we continue to look for different ways to use them to make new products and move things ahead.
You know, the product itself is somewhat of the base, and then the visual is a key part of why they buy it. And as I walk through this location here, I'm seeing amazing visuals. You can't tell your office here. This looks like wood. I mean, everybody knows that the real looking wood's been here for a while. But, I mean, you guys are really doing a great job of pulling this visual thing off.
Well, thank you. And, you know, the products that we were able to put in are the ones we wanted to showcase. And there's some just fantastic products. And, you know, these are in the market today, and they're really starting to take off and sell. And it's a really big time for Armstrong to show that we're a different company today than we were 5 years ago.
You said you have roughly about 40 people that are working with you in the research and product area, and you've got an area of a laboratory. Talk a little bit about the facility that you have for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Our innovation center is about a half a mile from this headquarters building here, and One of the things we like about it is we were able to consolidate probably six buildings that we were using over at the old campus in 135,000 feet approximately. We've packed it into one building. We've got a chance to organize it from scratch. The team over there is working better together. They get to see each other. It's more interactive. So ideas are being shared. Status of different projects is being shared. We're in a really good place with that innovation center being what it is. There's equipment in there that can determine things about products, about installations that no one else really has. And I like to say that that building, and we got to get over there at some point, is the differentiator for Armstrong. This is what makes us different than every other company. There's no one else who has a building with the technology that we have anywhere probably in the industry, certainly not in the U.S.
Dave, when you go over there, do you put a lab coat on?
No, I do not. But when I walk through the lab, I do get a double take.
So let's talk about where you're headed. Obviously, you've gone through some segmentation changes. You've got categories that are going direct and categories that are going through distribution. What does the future hold for you guys?
I'm excited about the future because we do have a good grasp on this. Our distributors, have really stepped up and done everything they can to say, hey, we want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of the growth. The Armstrong Signature Collection will now be what they are able to market and own and really do a great job of, as they have for many years. Some of the other products will be in more direct parts of the market. We think that'll just be additive. We had to come to a decision where we have to grow. And if you don't grow, you die. You know how the business is. So taking this next step, I think, will add the growth that we're looking for.
I've enjoyed being up here with no humidity, and I know since you were living in the Atlanta area for a long time, you've got to like that as well. Interestingly, just found out that you bought a house here and found out through some research that for 40 years it was owned by a scientist at Armstrong, and you're kind of hoping the walls will talk, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping he can share some of the old methods with me. But he was a PhD chemist who worked for Armstrong for 40 years, and we found out he owned the house before we did. So it was really just great because, like I say, if there's any ghosts in that house, they're friendly ghosts.
All right, Dave, well, it's great to catch up with you, and thanks for giving me a tour of this place. Again, we're talking to Dave Thorson, the Senior Vice President of Product and Innovation at Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.